Politicians will arrive at Ratanapa near Whanganui today to celebrate the birthday of T.W. Ratana, the faith leader and prophet. The annual pilgrimage signals the start of the political year. One, this time round, ends with an election. It won't be smooth sailing for the government, despite Labour's historic relationship with the Ratana Hahi. There are disputes over Ihu Matau and Whana Ora, and disappointment with the government's slow progress on election promises around housing and improvements to the welfare state. Māori News correspondent Lee Marama McLaughlin is at Ratanapa and joins us. Atamare.
Morena.
So what's likely to happen today?
Today is that time of year again. We see Ratanapa, thousands of people flood into this tiny little settlement, and we have a number of important delegations showing up. So we've got iwi leaders, we've got leaders from different churches around the country coming to pay their respects to Tahu Pōtiki Wiramu Ratana. But today is the big day, the political pilgrimage. So we will have the members of the opposition arrive on the marae first, and then that will be followed by the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, and her delegation. And really, this is an opportunity for them to make a really strong case, as strong as possible of a case, to the people of Ratana about what they have achieved for Māori and how they will best serve Māori over the next year as we head into that election. But it's also an opportunity for the people of Ratana, the church leaders, iwi leaders who are here, King Tuheitia himself, to lay down their own wedo or challenge, if you will, about issues that they have in terms of how the government is performing and what they want to see from those politicians. So we're going to have both sides here on the marae today kind of laying their case out, and the people saying, this is how we feel, this is how we feel you're doing, and this is what we want to see.
Within that overview, will the issues like Ihu Matau and the debate over Whana Ora actually come up and start to dominate?
Look, I think that they will be addressed in some form today. But, you know, Ihu Matau, it is massive. It's at the forefront of everyone's sort of mind at the moment. The whole nation has been gripped to see how that will play out. And with indications that we have a resolution coming, people are keen to hear how that's going to play out. But it's really important, and I think everyone is aware of this, today is about Tahu Pōtiki Wiramu Ratana, and there is a sense there that those issues should not overshadow the celebrations and the real reason why people are here. So I think we can expect to hear references to Ihu Matau, references to the Wano Order Waitangi Tribunal inquiry into how that money is being spent. That might happen on the marae. We will definitely have reporters asking the Prime Minister about Ihu Matau to see if we can get more information about that today before she goes on to the marae. She'll have a stand-up. So she will be facing those questions. But look, no one here expects any major announcements around Ihu Matau. No one expects any major announcements around Wano Ora. Today is about Tahu Pōtiki Wiramu Ratana. This is not really the time or place for any of those other things to take centre stage.
Despite that, are there any indications about how the church and its followers are feeling about this government's performance?
So that relationship that Ratana has with the Labour Party, that stretches back to the 1930s. And look, the sense I'm getting from the people here is that there is still strong support for the Labour Party. I think that is a really, really difficult relationship or connection to break. I do know that the people here do have some concerns about performance in terms of housing, the unaffordability of housing, the lack of housing, the increase in homelessness. A lot of Wano Māori present in kind of those more negative statistics, poverty. I think that people here are feeling like the government could have moved a bit faster in some areas as well. There's been some slow progress made, but there is a level of optimism. People think that perhaps if the government gets another term, that they will be able to reach some of those milestones and really start improving outcomes for Ngai Māori.
Namahi, that was our Māori News correspondent Lee Marama McLaughlin reporting there from Ratanapa.